I'm ready to go.
Hey, welcome back to Hot Takes. I don't know where we've been for the last 10 years, maybe wandering around aimlessly, but Mark from the movie buff said we had to come back, so we're back. So welcome back, Matt. I miss you.
Miss you too, buddy. Great to
It's
see you
kind
in
of weird.
Montreal a couple weeks ago.
It was fun. It was really fun. So we're bringing back this show, so maybe we should tell people what we do on this show because it's been a while and we've never been on YouTube. And usually, I don't have egg on my face from breakfast, but people probably like that. So,
I don't even
what we
remember
do on
what we
this?
do.
No, you know, Matt. I make Matt watch a bunch of trailers. He talks about them, and I try to figure out whether I'm going to watch them or not. And we all know I'm going to watch anything, but I just want to know about the trailers because I'll never watch them because I refuse to. Then, because Matt's forgotten, we do some movie news and then have a little bit of trivia for Matt today.
Sounds good.
So, where do you want to start at the beginning, Matt? Have you watched any movies this week? Like, did it help you prep for this trailers, or you went in cold?
I saw Weapons. That's the most recent movie I've seen.
That's good. I enjoyed Weapons. We know you didn't, but.
I did not, no. I think it was all right. I don't think it's the best movie of all time. I don't think it's the best horror movie of all time. And
I
I'm just
wouldn't
kind
say
of
that
annoying
either.
myself searching out like people reviewing it that are just praising it, you know? And I don't understand. I don't get it.
That's fair enough. So, did you bring me a trailer, at least one this week, that I might want to watch?
Well, of the four that you sent me,
I didn't send you anything. Let's be honest. I
you
said we
sent me.
should look at this. I sent you an email stating maybe we should look at these ones.
Well, okay. I watched those four trailers.
Okay, I did not send you any trailers.
You sent me suggestions, I think.
That I'll accept.
Yeah. So how do you want to do this? You want to go through them all, or
Well, I think we should start at
just
one
like
first so
the ones?
people know what we're talking about.
Okay, start at once. One was highest to lowest.
Is that the Denzel Washington movie?
It is. Why are you looking so confused?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was. I'm waiting for you to give me more. Like, it's just Denzel.
Oh, okay.
Like, who I know
Well,
Spike Lee
yeah. All
directed
right.
it.
Okay. All right. Spike Lee directed it. It's a Denzel Washington crime thriller. Reminded me of Ransom, that old Mel Gibson movie from the 90s, if you remember that one.
Of course, I
More
remember
of
that
like an
one.
urban Spike Lee, New York City. That was a good movie. I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater in the 90s, but yeah, I think I liked it. But yeah, Highest to Lowest is kind of, it reminded me of just a modern, more urban take on that movie. Denzel is, I guess, some kind of like a hip hop celebrity who came from a tough past, and he's being threatened to commit crimes for some other group.
Should I help you out a bit more?
Interesting.
It's based
Sure.
on an Akira Kurosawa movie called High and Low, which I have seen.
Oh.
So this is the
Okay.
Spike
I
Lee
didn't know.
remake. So I am funny thing, that's all I know. I can't tell you any more than that, no. But from based on what we said, we got Spike Lee, which is I would argue Spike Lee is hit and miss. Sometimes I love him, sometimes I hate him.
Yep, I agree.
But we have the man Denzel who can do no wrong in my world. Whether I like the film or not, Denzel is the man. So,
Agreed.
basing on just what you told me, it sounds like it'd be kind of fun. It sounds like they took Jay-Z and put him as Denzel and went from there. If somebody took Beyonce, Blue Ivy Carter, and stole them and make me do
Something like
things.
that. The only thing that scared me was the running time. It's like 133 minutes, which that it's
That's
not
right. The
that
original is
long.
4 hours.
Oh my God. So
You're
yeah,
three
well, I
hours, it's a long film. So I have a
Oh.
question. If
Okay.
I kidnapped your brother and made you do things, would you do it to get him back?
I mean, I guess it would depend on what you were having me do.
Oh, that's easy. I'd make you go find Oreo Coke.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah.
Can you?
I'll bring it. I'd bring it to you, sure.
Sure, okay,
Yeah.
we'll see what happens.
Oreo Coke?
Oreo Coke is a
That
thing.
sounds awful. Oh, no, that
Listen,
sounds
I'm
terrible.
Canadian. We don't get some products up here. I cannot allowed over the border, according to your president, because who knows why I'm not allowed over this week? Who knows? So I need people to bring me things.
Right,
Or I
well, I'll
got
put
another
Oreo
question.
Coke on the list. Okay.
I kidnap your brother and I make you wear like a toque, like an old man toque, like just a round ring and a bald in the middle. You got to wear it for a month to work every
A
day.
toupee?
So all your meetings, everything.
That would be funny if I just showed up in meetings wearing one, because
Yeah,
everybody knows what I look
just
like.
right in the
Yeah, and
head.
if I
And
didn't
you're not
explain it.
allowed to tell people why you're wearing it. You have to just wear it. You're mic'd all day. And I think so. What do you think? That's my film.
I'd be down. I'd do that. I might actually. That would be a fun thing just to do anyways for Halloween. Put one on and see if anybody notices.
Well, of
Well, they
course. So
would
there you
notice.
go. So we're looking at this trailer. So you didn't tell me much other than Denzel's in it. It's an urban setting, but is the music good? It's hip hop.
And yeah, good. It sounded like a hip hop thing, you know, not my kind of music, but it fits with the character and the story. So.
Listen, this is the guy, people, has his own song battle thing going on Facebook and just took a trash of the Beach Boys and took Maps over. Wouldn't it be
Oh,
good?
yes.
So
All
let's be
right.
honest here, Matt. You should know music.
No, I know music. I'm good with I'm good. You know, honestly, it didn't stand out to me as being anything other than just the music for that kind of a movie.
Okay. So there you go. I'm going to see it no matter what because Denzel's in it. So it's a recommend for me without seeing the trailer. Matt won't watch it because it's too long. I got it.
I think it looks like a good, fun movie. That would be my take. With potential.
Okay, what's next up, Matt?
Next was Nobody 2, starring Bob Odenkirk. Are you familiar with Nobody 1? Because I'm not.
Yes, I have seen Nobody One. It kind of describes the producer of the show, a big fat nobody.
Wow. Well, I pretty much picked up on what it was watching the trailer for 2. Bob Odenkirk is a scrawny, nerdy guy who can beat anybody up in a fight. They go on a vacation or something, and then there's bad guys trying to attack his family, and he beats them up and stuff. It looked pretty stupid. Not really the kind of thing that I would ever watch.
Sounds like a bad 80s movie. You know, Jean-Claude's on family, goes to a little vacation. They
Yeah,
somehow
except.
kidnap his wife or his
Right.
kids, and he has to spend the whole
Except
movie getting them back.
Bob Odenkirk's not a martial artist. He's like a scrawny kind of, you know. It's like a Liam Neeson movie with Bob Odenkirk as the main guy and funny and not supposed to be serious.
Sounds awful.
Now, on a plus, it's 1 hour and 29 minutes long. So, you know,
Oh, that's good. That's
it's
that means
fast.
like
It's
you can like
fast.
sit in the John and put it on and just watch it at home in a few months. Maybe make
You
tacos.
could be
Sounds like
brushing your
a
teeth and
how about
yeah.
making tacos? Like you can make a
Tacos in
full
bed.
taco meal, make some quesadillas, maybe make some nachos, and not miss much from what you're telling me on this one.
You could do tacos and pancakes. I think you probably could get the whole movie just by watching the trailer.
Wow, so you're telling big pass people do not watch Nobody 2.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you loved Nobody One, you would like it, but yeah, not my
Nobody
thing.
1 was a solid film, actually. It surprised me how much I like Nobody 1.
But it's just the same thing, right? Bob Odenkirk going around fighting.
That's all he does in Number 1, yes. But I like
Yeah.
the,
So, I
I will
mean.
say it was well shot, Number 1.
Oh, well.
But he's
I'm
not
not
on
sure
a
the people
holiday.
watch. Yeah, that's kind of what this one was, too. They're at the beach.
Well, maybe it's old. Maybe it's old too. We just don't know it yet.
I would say, yeah. It looks goofy,
Maybe.
but if you
Okay.
like goofy things, you know, you might like it.
So you're saying if I have ice cream and have peanut butter in it, that's a goofy thing. So I would like it.
Ice cream and peanut butter is like, that's not goofy. That's like an amazing combination.
No. Okay. I don't need ice
So,
cream.
yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
Are you kidding me? Ah, Reese's Pieces and a peanut butter sundae. Oh, that's some, no, that's good stuff. No.
You have another one? We have four. That's only two.
Next movie is Americana. Now,
Oh my
this one.
God. What if this title alone says I'm going to be having a nap in about 10 minutes?
So this actually looked the most interesting. It stars
Really?
Sydney Sweeney, who I had never heard of until a couple of weeks ago with
Oh, it's her
the
Western movie.
yes. And Paul Walter Hauser, who I really like. He was in the Richard Jewell movie. He's in Cobra Kai, if you watched Cobra Kai.
Fantastic Four.
I have not seen that.
Well, that's unfortunate. You might get your hair back by the end of it.
Wow. He's a great actor, though. So, if he's in it, it might be good. Might be good. It actually looked like the most fun of the movies. Kind of reminded me of like a Tarantino type thing.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to Sydney Sweeney later in notes and we'll discuss my. So,
Oh,
is
okay.
this an actual Western or is this like pretending to be a Western? It's a couple
It looked.
city people going out to the country. It's like City Slickers.
Yeah, except not a comedy. It looks like it's more just of an action
Oh.
movie. Yeah. So I don't know.
Do
I
you
think that's
know?
probably the best one of the four.
Hang on. Do we know what the premise is?
No, it was just like fighting and stuff. And it like, did you see Bad Times at the El Royale? It kind of had that kind of vibe to it.
Oh boy, that was a bad film.
Oh, I
Great
loved him.
idea. Great idea, just not well done.
No, I see. No, I thought that was a really good movie. So I might have to check out
Okay.
Americana. I might have to
So we're
check it
gonna
out.
check out Americana. That's a thumbs up from Matt.
Thumbs up.
Okay, next one, last one.
Last one was Witchboard, which
Is anybody in
is
this movie?
nobody I know.
It probably
The
stars people that
trailer.
live down the street in an apartment building near me.
It's a horror. It's like a bad horror movie. The
But
tagline
you're a
was
horror
from.
guy. Hold on. You are a horror guy. So this would appeal to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's good horror.
Oh, who knows if
So
it's good? It's like those
this
pacifier
set.
movies people keep telling me are good, and I would argue they're just not.
Pacif they mean the Vin Diesel movie? Pacifier? Is that what you're talking about?
What's the one with Terrifier? Sorry, Terrifier. I said pacifier.
Terrifier. Oh. Yeah, no, I don't watch that kind of stuff. That's garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah, total garbage. This
Oh,
movie,
wait
the
till the hate
tech.
mail. All hate mail can be sent to themoviebuff.com. I'm sure they have an email on that site. Go find it.
Dot net,
Dot
but yeah,
net. Yeah,
done.
you guys couldn't afford the dot com was unavailable.
We can't. It's like 100 grand they're selling it for. So if anybody wants to donate or buy us a coffee, you can do that, and we can use that towards the .com fund.
But just buy them a coffee and make sure it's going to be from a local coffee place because we only do local on the hot takes. That's
No,
right.
Tim Hortons,
No Tim Hortons, no Dunkin'
Starbucks.
Donuts. No, Starbucks, definitely not. They have enough money.
They
Support
do.
your local place, people. There's always a good place down the street. You just got to go find it.
Fair play.
Let's go back to Witchboard. What's going on? Anybody in this movie? Nobody you know.
Nobody I recognized. It said it was from the master of horror, Chuck Russell. My note is
Who?
who? Yeah, I had to look it up.
Who? Okay, we're gonna who? I'm gonna look up Chuck Russell as we speak.
He did, I guess, Nightmare on Elm Street 3. And he's done a bunch of other things that aren't horror.
Like 40 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't
Well, that
know
came out
any
in
of
the
them.
80s, didn't it?
Probably.
Chuck Russell. Okay, keep going. We're gonna look up Chuck Russell, people. This is how he.
Yeah, I
Oh,
mean,
he directed Scorpion King. We gotta give him credit for that piece of junk.
I'm not sure
You're
why he's the
right.
master of horror,
The
but
Mask. Hey. He directed The Mask.
is that the Cher movie or the Jim Carrey movie?
The Jim Carrey
Ugh, that's crap then.
movie. nothing else that I see here that I've. Oh, Eraser. Is that the
That's
Schwarzenegger movie?
yeah. I didn't know why he was considered the master of horror, because aside from the Nightmare on Elm Street, none of the
Come
movies
on, he
was.
did the remake of The Blob.
Well, that was
He
like
did
4 years ago.
Collateral.
I don't know that movie.
The Tom Cruise movie is quite good. Jamie Foxx. Come
No,
on,
but
he
those aren't
did
horror.
Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
So he's got some good movies, but nothing that would call the master of horror.
No, I'm actually taking out my glasses now. Wait, no, he did Hell Night, Seduction, The Hurst, Cheerleader's Wild Weekend, and Witchboard. I mean, this guy is a true master of the crap I've never heard of.
Yeah. Well, Witchboard looked like just a lot of loud noises and jump scares. Just a
So what you're
typical
telling me is
modern.
I'm not watching this. Americana, I might slip into the X this week and check it out just because of your recommendation.
Witchboard, I wouldn't touch. I wouldn't touch it with a Ouija board. Yeah,
I
wouldn't do
think
it.
the producer of this show should actually see this movie
Who
and
is the
get back to
producer?
us.
You're not the producer?
Oh, I'm definitely not the producer. I don't make any money in this show.
Wait a minute, who's making money?
Marlo's making money.
Oh, Marlo's the producer?
Marlo's our producer.
Oh, well,
It's
Marlo
on
would
his
not watch this.
website. I'm not the producer.
Marlo wouldn't like it either. It's not a Marlo movie.
Well, no, listen, people, if you want local, we want to support local, please send all the money to Marlo at the Movie Buff and tell him Matt sent you.
He should change his name to.
Well, okay. I did bring some other stuff for you to do. Do you want
This is
your
fun.
news, your three news clips, or do you want your trivia?
Let's go for news first.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney's new Western is like, which is what you were talking about, is they're saying it's great. So now let's get into Sydney Sweeney here. Has she made
Wait,
a
now
good
who's
movie
they?
yet?
Who is the they
People
that they're
on the
saying?
internet. People
Okay,
on the
so
internet
not
write
Rockaway
articles.
anymore.
It's not me. I'm not saying it's good. I haven't seen it yet because this is why
Right,
we're
right.
discussing these things. They're saying Sydney Sweeney's new thing is excellent. Now, my argument is Sydney Sweeney has yet to make a good movie. She had one decent movie. That rom-com was quite, Anyone But You, I think it was called, was
I
quite
don't
fun.
know. I literally had never heard of her until the controversy came out a couple weeks ago.
Well, what do you mean, the jeans ad? Look at my jeans.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, she
Which is
looks good. Great. Attractive person.
she's
Good
attractive.
luck.
Oh, she's very
I'm
attractive,
glad
yeah.
you're making money. Fabulous. I don't care about the ad.
No,
It didn't make me
stupid.
want to go buy American Apparel, but I don't think I'm their target audience anyway.
Yeah, me neither.
So, Sydney Sweeney, I think she's just going to be another good-looking person, like Alexandria Daddario, Daddario, you know who I'm talking about, right? If you
Sounds
saw her, you would
familiar.
know her. I
Yeah.
think she's going down that route. She's going to make a bunch of films. They're going to be nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's doing well. She's making money. Good for you. But enough of her. Another couple of years, she'll be gone, I figure. That's my fake.
Probably.
Okay, next news item. Pierce Brosnan returning to Bond.
So I wow, isn't he like 70?
He's 72. So
Okay, I
people
mean,
want him to return to Bond. He's saying I'm too old. Do you agree or not?
oh, they want him to. He's not necessarily doing this. Yeah, I mean, I
I
don't
think
think
this
he's
is the
70.
internet. I don't think it's MGM or Amazon
Right.
going,
Okay.
hey, we need you back.
Yeah. So, yeah, Alexandra Daddario is. I know who she is. She's really hot.
I
The
told you.
eyes. Yeah. 72 is not necessarily too old if you keep yourself in good shape, but I think that for the Bond character, that's a little too old. I mean, part of the motif is he's a womanizer and, you know, he's kind of smooth and I don't know, I would think that that's 20 years too old at least.
20. I think it's about 40 years too old. I want somebody in their 30s to come in here so I can have them around for 20 years.
I think of myself, so I like to say, like, yeah, you know, if he's in his late 40s, that's fine. That's nice. And, you know, early 50s, that's okay.
But the problem is, they make these every
Hollywood early
four
50s, yeah.
years, 3 to 4 years, they make these Bond films. So if you're in your 50s, by the time they get to it, it'll be 60 years old. I'll be watching Moonraker again, which I never want to see again as long as I
So I'm
live.
not a
But
Bond.
oh, I am.
I'm not a James Bond guy. Is there no James Bond right now? Or is they're looking for another one? Just
Zero.
Daniel
James
Craig's
Bond
done.
retired. Daniel Craig was one of the best. He retired.
He was, yeah.
He said he got too
I would
old.
like Idris Elba. I know that was a thought. Or, you know,
I
and then
wish that
people
was
talk about
years
a
ago.
woman.
No, that's not going to happen, I don't think. I think they should make a spin-off with a woman if we're going to do that.
Emily
So she could
Blunt
have
would be
her
good.
own show. Okay, moving on.
All right,
You've
move on.
seen Basic Instinct, have you not?
Yes, that is the Michael Douglas one, or is
Yes.
no? Okay, yeah.
Yes. Have you seen both of them?
No.
Doesn't
You
matter. They're
mean, is there a
rebooting
sequel
it
to
for
Basic
you.
Instinct?
There is a sequel to
Oh.
Basic. It's terrible, but there is one.
I've only seen one.
So they're rebooting Basic Instinct for you. What do you think?
I don't like. What's the point? Just to do it again?
I 100% agree with you. I think the first
Yes.
film's an excellent film. I do not see a remake being needed, but Hollywood's bored. They need a
Hollywood has
remake.
There's such a dearth of talent and ideas now that all of this is just remaking. But I wouldn't mind if you made a similar movie and don't call it Basic Instinct. And but why does it need to be a reboot of Basic Instinct? I don't know. Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, that's
Who's
what
in
I'm
it?
saying. I mean, if we look at movies from the 40s and 50s, they just pile on each other. They just make the same genre films over and over and over again until the
Yeah.
public gets, no, what's next? Westerns. Okay, let's make a bunch of Westerns. I really wish that would come back. We just make the same movies all the time. I don't care if it's a horror thing, make a bunch of horror movies, but make them good. Take your actors and make them good instead of letting them wander around. Okay, now
Agree.
we're on to your last part today. I have brought you some trivia. I want to see if you could answer it.
All right,
Next
let's
time
do
you're on,
it.
I'll probably have my cards. Okay, these are movies from the 2010s and 2020s
Oof.
worst film list.
Okay.
So I want to see if you can name five on this list.
Okay. Five movies that are considered the worst film
From
for
2010 to 2020s. So you can
God.
even have, there's only two on the list from last year.
I'm gonna go to
I'll
my
give you
old.
five guesses. If you get them right, I'll add a guess.
All right, let me. I'm gonna pull up movies that I've watched from that time period.
And one you reviewed on your site, which is themoviebuff.net.
I reviewed it,
I
or
don't know if
somebody.
you did. Somebody did on your, I don't know. I think two of these have been done on your site, maybe three.
Because like the problem is I could list, lots of things that sucked, but they probably wouldn't even be considered on this list,
Let's go. You got
I'm gonna
five
go with, all
guesses.
right, let's see what we got. How about Men?
Nope, that was a, I that that movie wasn't awful. It's bad, but
Was,
not
yeah, it was
awful.
bad. Nah, it was garbage. Let's see. The Monkey.
Nope, I agree with you, but not the list.
Monkey was garbage. Let's see here. What do we got?
0 for 2.
The Amityville Horror.
Not a chance. Nope. Okay, two more and
Night
I just,
Swim.
that was bad too. Nope.
Is what I'm saying. These movies are all terrible.
But not awful. These ones
Trying
are
to think,
worse.
what was supposed to be good that wasn't? That would be what they're going for on a list
Okay.
like.
You know what? I think you should give up and I just read you what I think you should know.
Give me one more. I'm gonna find one more F until
Okay.
Dawn.
Nope.
Ugh.
Okay.
All right, what?
Last Airbender from 2010.
Oh, jeez. I never saw that.
That's terrible. Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Never even heard of it.
I've seen all of these. Jack and Jill.
No clue.
These are Adam Sandler movies. That's my boy.
Nope.
I'm looking for the one. Movie 43 is probably the worst movie you guys have ever rated on your site.
Movie
Saving
43.
Christmas, a Kirk Cameron film I've seen. Dirty Grandpa. Cats from 2019. And the only one from the 2020s is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Have you
That actually
seen?
looks
And I've
funny.
seen that too. I have seen it.
So I didn't see the movie 43. What is that about? That sounds familiar, but
It's a bunch of shorts.
oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's it for the episode one of the Reboot Hot Takes, which I'll probably never
Reboot.
mention again.
We're
Reboot it because the
because
producer wanted it back. We had to bring it back. He wants me
we
to
don't
do
have
this.
creativity either, so we're just bringing back, stuff that we've already done. But
No, this is different. I've added new stuff to it.
okay, get
Right?
better trivia next time. It's
I
got to be
will.
more. You
Next
can't have it.
week,
That's too
I'm gonna
broad of a
have
question.
actual trivia cards. I have lots of trivia games. We'll start bringing trivia back. We're just testing it out this week. Marlo, the
Play some movie
producer, says
Jeopardy.
I have to do these things. So I'm following the list he gave me. So if you have any
Right.
issues, please email themoviebuff.net. You can follow me at extrafeatures.ca, where I have tons of interviews and movie reviews, and that you also can find us on YouTube. Matt, do you have anything you want to promote besides your lovely, sexy head?
No, not really. I mean, you can look me up at mattdecristo.com. I've got books. I'm at Instagram, Matt DeCristo, the movie buff, Matt DeCristo. Yeah, same as always.
Oh, and if you want to donate, again, it's local coffee only. We'll buy with your money. Just local coffee. And have a great day, everyone.